This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. 2 hours. We broadcast from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, I was thinking about this today. I believe that you told me many, many, many years ago, like six, that when someone has the name Richard, the first name Richard, the nickname would be Rick, unless they work for the CIA, then it's Dick. Is that correct?
No. I said engineers go by Dick and physicists go by Rick. Just the difference in having to wear a tie to work or not. I never had to wear a tie.
So, Rick,
I got to wear tennis shoes and my sweatshirts. And I never arrived.
Well, I had to
work. I climbed into my laboratory. It's a visual.
Rick, I've got. Before we get into physics, I want to mention this. I got a renewal notice from Missouri Farm Bureau. And this will apply probably to a lot of people. Here's what's happening. Membership, you know, organizations that have memberships are pulling these stunts. So on this Missouri, this real busy piece of paper, it says I've got exclusive offers on Fords and Case International tractors and Sears and Carhartt and Caterpillar machines and John Deere, and the list goes on and on. It's a real busy piece of paper. It's just 8.5 by 11. And then printed in this white box, it says, you know, Vincent Fennelli with our address on it and our membership number, our invoice number, our PIN number, the invoice date, the payment date. And then off in this white box, it says membership dues $30. Then it says number one, right under there, Missouri MFB, as in Missouri Farm Bureau, Farm Pack. Plus $5. Then below that says, number two, MFB, Missouri Farm Bureau Foundation, plus $5. So it's 30, then there's a plus five, another plus five, and then total, says total $40. And then there's a box that has a fine line around it, and it says amount enclosed underneath it. So it looks like, if you just look at it quickly, it looks like the total's $40. But if you're not paying attention, you realize that you've just contributed to the Missouri Farm Bureau PAC Political Action Committee and their foundation to spend their money any way they want. So, uncharacteristically like me, I saw this and I was livid because I'm thinking people are being duped into giving them another $10. So I crossed off the Missouri Farm Bureau with black pen. I crossed off the PAC, and I crossed off the foundation, you know, $5 and $5, and I wrote, go to hell. And that's not like me, but I'm pretty angry lately at these stunts that organizations are pulling, trying to be sneaky. I hate it. Have you seen anything like that in your world, Rick, where you've seen sneaky, deceptive behavior?
Oh, sure. All the time. I get ads that my website is about to be closed down because I haven't renewed my da-da-da-da-da. Now, is that a real thing or is that a bad thing? And yes, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. And I have to go to friends that, oh, that's spam, or no, that's really real. For example, my Northwest Botanical got moved to a different site, and so now what's happening is that some sites don't recognize my email name, and so I'm unallowed to communicate to people I've had no problem communicating to. Joey was one person that I don't know if Joey or Linda from Lexington, but they both, I think, had to go out and change their email so I could communicate. It's never-ending every day, and you don't know friend or foe. You don't know whether to open something. Here's an open invoice with Richard Miller, and I looked at it. It's from Aloha Medicinals, but it's AlohaMedicinals.com, not .com. And so I called the woman up yesterday. No, I didn't send that. What they do is they think they have something that's very, very similar, but you don't look carefully. And when you don't look carefully, and then there's DHL and UPS and UPS and, I mean, Amazon, not Amazon, PayPal has a spoof at PayPal.com. And now PayPal's no longer answering me, even though I've never had a problem with PayPal. I am getting weird notices from them that I need to update my credit card. I need to do this. I need to do that. Do I need to do that? I don't know. And that's me. That's okay. Been on computers since the 70s.
Okay. Another story. I bought three frost-free, frost-proof hydrants. And in order to install them, we got our backhoe and we trenched up a lot. I mean, tons and tons and tons. A couple hundred feet of trench, 3 feet deep. We laid the pipe in the water pipe in the bottom of the trench so it wouldn't freeze. Hooked up these hydrants. And we now have we had a leak. And it was really bad because it was leaking at a time when it was so cold out that the leak was dripping water. I mean, flowing water on our driveway. It was really slippery. It was like a sheet of ice. And because we had the leak, we had to shut off that particular section of plumbing, which shut off watering for the cows. So the cows, you know, the stream's frozen, everything's frozen, and the cows have this cattle waterer that holds 330 gallons, and they can drink out of it, and it doesn't freeze. Well, we had to shut that off because of this cheap frost-free hydrants that's on the same plumbing system. Well, I finally called the manufacturer, and I said, I can't get parts for it. You can't get them anywhere. You have to get them right from the manufacturer. Well, this thing is unidentified. You can't tell where it's from. Ultimately, I determined it's from China. And it's substandard, and the parts are smaller. So the U.S. spare parts don't fit. So I got them to send me a part, and I was kind of frosted that you can't buy parts except from this factory, and you have to find out who the factory is. Because there's no label on it that says Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L. There's no identification whatsoever. So I finally got that fixed. But in the process of getting it fixed, I called the company that sold it to me, Missouri Farmers Association, MFA. Ultimately, I got transferred to the legal department because I couldn't get to the president. And the gal who answered the phone asked, you know, if I had a message for the number two guy who's the lawyer. The number two guy is the lawyer for this farmers cooperative. Can you imagine a lawyer being the number two guy right under the president? Well, that's how it works. They must have a lot of problems to have a lawyer as number two. Well, I immediately got a call back from this lawyer who was not in the office. And he threatened me and he told me if I called one more time, he was going to file a police report for harassment.
So hey, what was that number? And I'll call you right now. I dare you. Double dare.
Right. Okay. Well, their number is 417-462-3266.
Yeah,
and that's Missouri Farm Bureau. Well, here's the problem. So he told me that if I call back, my message left for the president was I was so frustrated, I figured I had to run for the board of directors for this company. So the lawyer calls. That was my message. I can't find anywhere on the internet what the bylaws are so I can figure out how the board of directors is elected. That's what I want to know. So the message for the CEO was, here's my number, call me back, please, and I'd like to talk about the board of directors and how the board of directors is selected. And the lawyer tells me if I call back, he is going to file a police report for harassment.
Well,
so here you buy a product.
You record it, and you have a witness, and then you double dare them to press charges, because now it becomes a business.
Well, it is business, and what they're doing is they're preventing the open election for the board of directors for a cooperative, of which I'm a member. So there's one other point here, that when you're a member of a cooperative, and they say, well, you're the owner. You members are owners. That's a lie. You just try to get somewhere. Just try to ask, okay, since I'm an owner of the corporation, the not-for-profit corporation, how much are we paying our CEO? Well, I can't tell you. How much are you paying the vice presidents? We're not going to tell you. Well, wait a minute. I thought I was an owner. Well, we're not going to tell you. You don't have a right to that information. As an owner of a corporation, you don't have a right to know what the salaries are and the bonuses are and the executive compensation and the cars and all these other perks. You don't have a right to know? No. That's the way it works. So what I'm saying is, I believe, my opinion is, these not-for-profit organizations where you are a member and you're told you're an owner as a member, you don't have much clout. You have no clout. Except, you can buy things. You can spend your money there. That's how much clout you have. All right, next item. So we bought this front-end loader attachment. It's 49 inches wide. It is made by a company or sold by a company called Titan, T-I-T-A-N, Attachments. And it weighs 122 pounds. The overall width is 51 inches. It has a spear on the front. So what you do is you put this frame, and ours is painted green because it matches John Deere, and they painted green, John Deere green. And it has this red spear that's, like 49 inches long. It's a spear, and it's a hardened spear. And it has, and that comes out of the top of this frame. And then there's two stabilizing spears, like 18 inches long, that come out of the bottom. Okay, when you get it, it comes in two boxes. One is the frame, and then the other box is the spears, because it's so heavy. And what you do is you thread in the big spear, and you tighten this nut with a pipe wrench, because it's a real big nut, and that secures the main spear. And the smaller spears, the stabilizer spears, are on the bottom. About 18 inches long, and you lock them in with a locking bolt. The problem is there's a groove in the bottom spears, and it doesn't line up with the bolts. So when you tighten it in and you pull the spear out from the bale of hay to withdraw from it, the spears stay in the hay. I'll tell you more when we come back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, RichardAllenMiller.com. That's RichardAllenMiller.com. We've got a caller on hold. Please stand by for just a couple minutes when I finish this up. So we have this Titan brand. It's called a Global Euro-style hay spear attachment that fits a John Deere to pick up and move bales, fits on the front-end loader. The problem is the lower spears are not secured properly. They have this groove in them that gets locked down by the locking bolt, but the bolt and the groove don't line up. So there's very little security in keeping this spear, these lower spears, from falling out inside the bales of hay. So I call the manufacturer. And they wanted to know that our phone number so they could check and make sure we actually bought it. And they said, yeah. I said, so are other people calling with the same problem? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so theirs are coming out too? Yeah. So what are they doing? Well, some people are welding them in. Well, if you have to bring this 120-something pound, 122-pound attachment that is 51 inches wide by 49 inches tall, it's not going to fit in your trunk. You're going to have to put it in a pickup truck, you know, if you have to have somebody weld it. They're going to charge you $50 to weld it. Why would you have to pay $50 or more, and then you have to paint it so it doesn't rust? Why would you want to do that when you just bought this darn thing and it's supposed to be right from the factory? Well, it's not. Why? Because quality control on these Chinese products is lousy. And the U.S. importers, the people who sell them, don't seem to check them. So we're not the only ones who have this problem. And I know we're not the only ones that have the problem with the frost-free hydrants that are made in China. But nowhere does it say make in China. on either of these products. It does not say. So our government corporation is not protecting us from these unscrupulous corporations who are selling us products that are either defective or substandard. They are not. So what do? This is USA Prepares. So I'm going to tell you what you do. You call up the manufacturer. You say, well, how long is this thing supposed to last? Oh, 10 years. Well, it failed in 3. Okay, well, we can sell you the parts. What? Sell me the parts? It's supposed to last 10 years. Well, if you insist, we'll send them to you. How many do you need? I need 2. Okay? That's what you do. So we're getting, we got the parts for the frost-free hydrant. And then, of course, we have to put them in. And if I wasn't smart enough, I'd have to hire a plumber to do it. And that'd cost a couple $100. Well, for this global spear attachment that fits the John Deere, I'm going to have to fix it too. And they're going to send me the parts for free. And it's not just me. So my advice to you, class, is call up the manufacturer, be polite, but don't give in. You want it free. Free to you. No shipping cost, nothing. You want the replacement parts free. That's my advice. Rick, any comments before we take our phone call?
No, I don't think so. That's sound advice. You know,
all right.
Just be always corresponding unless they require you to be adversarial. Never try to do that right out of the gate. Always try to be trying to work with somebody.
Yeah, and
you know,
I said
make, they make design works, you know, things that are designed. I remember when Jaguar forgot to put a Zerk in to lubricate a certain area that had to be lubricated in the rear back of the car. And so what they did is they designed a bad gasket so it leaked the oil and gave the lubrication that way. And that was what Jaguar did to fix the problem.
Yeah, I was on the phone with a guy who was selling a Jaguar for, $750. And it was a relatively new one. And the reason he was selling it is because the throttle cable broke. The throttle cable between the accelerator pedal inside the vehicle and the throttle body needed a cable. And he couldn't get one. So he was willing to sell a car for peanuts because he couldn't get this cable. So these defects are everywhere, everywhere. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There's this number that keeps popping up, and I see it's like it goes past algebra and geometry, trigonometry, calculus, prime numbers. It's like this number is 144,000.
That's from the Bible.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mark, we'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these drugs that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump, and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why do you got your
take? When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark in Illinois, 144K. Mark?
I think he wanted Mark. Me to give my response.
Hey,
is that correct?
Consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that would be Book of Revelations. And there's two chapters, where chapter 7 and 14, where the 144,000 is mentioned. And Jehovah's Witnesses take that passage more literally than the Church of Rome. And so in Seventh-day Adventists believe that only 144,000 individuals will make heaven. Now, rather than physically from the tribes of Israel, which is different. And so there's been that question. Greg Bear, a very exceptional writer in science fiction, wrote two books called Aeon and Epoch. And in Epoch, aliens arrive. It's a science fiction story, a metaphor, where aliens arrive and they select 144,000 people to witness the end of our mother, Earth, from space. And then these 144,000 will be spread throughout the universe in memory of the loss of Earth as the mother. That was his interpretation from a science fiction point of view, where the aliens select the 144,000. The place to find more information is in the Sefer Yetzirah, or Book of Formation, which relates numbers to words. And 144,000 is one of the listings in that, because in, this is where the concept of numbers first came in as geometry. It's a book of science, in my opinion, Book of Sefer Yetzirah. And it had to do with sound and its relationship to words and how to correctly pronounce the name of God, Yahweh or Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh. And there's interesting things on that. I don't know quite where I'll write, but the 144,000 is originally from the Book of Revelation. Second question. Go ahead, forward. Where would you like to go with that?
We just lost Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It has to do with
watchtowers. You know, John Dee wrote about it as well, you know, in the 14th century with his Action with Spirits. That was in French, and he talks about the four watchtowers that both Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan sang about. And the watchtowers are a geometry of angels. It's the angels' names in a geometry thing. I have them posted in my entrance. When you walk into my home, I have the four watchtowers right there in the cubicle that you enter in before you either go upstairs or downstairs. And it's like an entrance or gate into my home. A metaphor.
Rick,
it's always a metaphor.
There's a technology that is now becoming more widespread in use. And what's happening is digital editing has become more widespread, especially on your coast, the West Coast. So what happens is when a property is listed for sale, we're talking about a home and land, home and yard, the photos that are used in the advertisements, when you search on the internet for that location and you find that property, it may be enhanced. And what I'm saying is that digital technology allows for the photo editing. So as simple as this, a brown lawn may be colored green, lush green. If there are power poles in front of the property, well, we can just take them out digitally. If there are cars and traffic and it's, you know, a busy location and you'd like it to be not so busy, well, let's take the cars out and the traffic. And if the home has furnishings inside that, you know, just aren't real attractive while the person that owns it is still living there, well, let's digitally remove them and then replace it with nice, new, clean furniture. And if the walls are kind of shabby, well, we'll virtually paint them. And if there are walls in the way of these, you know, the use of wide open space, geez, it'd really be nice if these walls weren't here, because then we'd have this open look. Let's just take these walls out digitally. What I'm saying, Rick, is we are lying, and it's becoming more widespread in every imaginable way. We are lying with advertisements. So when the person, you know, drives across the country to see this home on the West Coast, they go, well, hold it. There's a wall here. in the picture, that wall's not here.
Well, that's usually why you call your Chamber of Commerce in that local area to get the story on the credibility or error coefficient on the individual that you're dialoguing with. And then they have ratings one through five.
Isn't it awful?
In terms of being credible.
Isn't it awful that we have to do this? We have to actually check to see?
It's a sign of the times. It has to do with Pinocchio. How big is his nose? I'm just kidding.
It's awful. Absolutely awful that these kinds of things are happening. Okay, so physics. When I went to school, I learned that there was a quote from Albert Einstein that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Is that still in vogue?
Yes and no. It has to do with entropy in terms of access to the energy. The energy is there, but it's either potential or kinetic. It means that it's either accessible in an action or it's a potential, like the mountain is about to fall on Buddha.
Okay, when you say entropy, the way I learned about entropy was the way of thinking about it is order goes random. So, for example, what would that be? So you leave your dog at home, you go to work, and he's inside, and then you really wanted to come back that night from work, but something happened, and you don't get back for a couple days. And what you see is the effect of entropy when you walk in the house. The toilet paper is strewn across the room. You know, the things that were on the counter, on the floor.
The stuffing
is now out of the sofa.
That's the place where man has a choice of determining whether or not something beyond, you know, nature itself is organizing the universe or not. And it's a way of looking at things on whether or not you choose to believe there's a God or there's not a God. And it's a personal choice. You have that choice. My parents were atheists. They didn't believe that there was anything after death. And yet they sent me to Missouri City Catechism simply to armor me and protect me from all the people around me that believed differently. And what happened for me is that as I started to look at the universe around me, I felt there was something else going on, and I couldn't put my finger on it. And so I called that place I went faith, an assumed truth. I believed that there was something out there that was organizing the universe out of chaos into order. Now, one way to look at that is to say, everything that you eat becomes you. Isn't that amazing that you're able to assimilate what you will call food and ideas and water and breath, air, all these different things, and they become you? That's one way of looking at the universe. It's not the only way. It is one way. And these are what we call assumed truths. You can't prove them. Like, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Is that true or not true? Well, today, in physics, we have observed that there are precursor waves, event horizons, and that probably space and time are curved. That means they're not linear. If that's true, you can prove with mathematics that the Earth's flat. Is it flat or round? And the correct answer is yes. Because if you choose to see the Earth as flat, there are only certain probable doors that are open to you that your universe can allow. If it's round, it changes those doors. It doesn't necessarily make them better or worse. They're different. And so you have a choice of choosing your assumed truth, and then from there you go to start to define things. And definitions also set up the limitations or exceptions to the rule. And so it's physics, science, does not have the answers any more than religion does. In fact, they're like opposite ends of the same bowl. That's why you have two brains, and you are mostly Malcolm in the Middle.
When I was in elementary school, I learned that the Earth is a sphere. I learned that the blue team was supposed to protect and serve us, and I learned that government is here to help. Those are things I learned. But then, I'm not so sure about the second and third items I just mentioned. Actually, I'm sure that that's not true. But there are people who believe that the Earth is flat. And they're literally saying that, well, just think of it like this. We live under a dome, and the Earth is flat, and there are walls of ice, so you can't get over them on the edges, and that's what it is. It's finite. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, there are people who are a member of a society called the Flat Earth Society, and they believe that the Earth is flat, not a sphere, because while they walk around on the planet's surface, it looks and feels flat, so they deem that all the evidence, they have all the evidence that they need that the Earth is flat. And not only that, they, when it comes to gravity, they feel that the Earth's gravity is an illusion. They say that objects do not accelerate downward at 32 feet per second until terminal velocity, but they say that the Earth accelerates upward at 32 feet per second. So what's happening is the Earth is moving up, and the Earth meaning this flat Earth, and it's driven by a mysterious force called dark energy. What are your thoughts about all that?
Flatliners, I don't know. With that universe model, there are limitations on, you know, what their sciences can account for, like boiling water. Mm-hmm. And when you drop two items, one weighing twice the weight of the other one, and yet they fall at the same rate. How does that work?
Right. Well, except for friction.
Yeah. So, I feel that I know I don't know. I know that when I look at a fence, and the good Reverend Jackson says, is that fence white or black? The correct answer is yes, because while I can see the white fence, I cannot at the same moment see the other side of the fence, both sides now, and that means that I'm making an assumption, and that all assumptions are arbitrary. And you can't prove them. Now, science, that's because of assumed truths. You know, before you even start with laws or postulates or theorems or axioms or any of that, you start with an assumed truth. And then you go to a definition of what a line, shortest distance, really means. once you assume that going from point A to point B is a straight line, that may not be true anymore. We have in solid-state physics what's called event horizons or precursor waves that tell you of an event that is about to happen in the crystal before it happens. That eventually became called tunneling and is a concept in quantum mechanics where what you're doing is assuming that the universe has some particle that is ultimately the smallest particle in the universe that there is. And there isn't anything else. And the whole universe is built up in combinations of these so-called elementary particles. And it's going from an analog system into digital, where what happens next in a quantum universe, quantum meaning digitized, is that you lose information. That was Heisenberg, where the more you know about one thing, the less you know about something else. That is the limitation of looking at the universe as quantum. Now, if you choose to not make your measurements in space or time, but in information and resolution of information, and an example would be the physical plane, and then the emotional plane of how you feel about the physical plane. It's the physical plane, but with more information. That's called holographic.
Rick, is quantum energy, dark energy, are they synonyms?
No. Dark energy is an unknown, and we'll talk about that on the other side.
Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. If you'd like to visit his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. We're going to talk about dark energy on the other side. And what happens to the energy of the sperm and the egg? How does it get more and more and more? And then what happens when a person dies? Where does that energy go? We'll be back after.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.